സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് 98, 6th chapter, 1st ശ്ലോകം.
ചിത്വാ ത്യക്തേന ഹസ്തേന സ്വയം നാത്മാ വിശിഷ്യതേ തഥാ ശിഷ്ടേന സർവേണ ഏന ഏന വിശിഷ്യതേ.
ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ വിശേഷാപോഹ പ്രകരണം. Apoha means elimination or removal or negation. Negation of Vishesha. Vishesha means attributes, gunas or dharma. Dharma or attribute or guna, Vishesha, all are synonyms. The negation of attributes of whom? ബ്രഹ്മണഃ ആത്മനഃ. ആൾ സൂപ്പർ ഇമ്പോസ്ഡ് എട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് ഓഫ് ദ ബോഡി മൈൻഡ് അപ്പോൺ ആത്മ ഹാസ് ടു ബി നെഗേറ്റഡ്. ദ എട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് ബിലോങ് ടു ദ സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം. വട്ട് ആർ ദ എട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ് സ്ഥൂല ശരീരം ഹാസ് ഗോട്ട്? ഫാറ്റ്, തിൻ, ഫെയർ, ബ്ലാക്ക്, ഷോർട്ട്, ടാൾ, ആൾ ദീസ് എട്രിബ്യൂട്ട്സ്, ഓൾഡ് ഏജ്. All these attributes belong to the physical body. We superimpose upon Atma. Therefore, you have to distinctly separate these attributes. They belong only to Atma or Anatma. Anatma Shariram. Sthula Sharira attributes give to Sthula Sharira. Then Sukshma Sarira attributes, that emotions, attachment or aversion, love, compassion, so many other attributes of subtle body also we are superimposing upon the Atma. Therefore, that also may you negate. That is called negation of all attributes. Therefore, I have to give Caesar, I have to give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Caesar, you know, Julius Caesar, you know. I have to give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So all attributes belong to the body-mind complex, give back to them. But never take those attributes as yours. They are not yours. Therefore, Shankaracharya is analyzing this topic. So, all are adhyastam, superimposed. What he says, chitva chaktena hastena. Once I have hand, I am hastavan. That is an attribute. I am hastavan. That hand, once you cut, that hastavan attribute will go away. I remain without hasta. For example, don't take a negative example only. What to do? Chaktena hastena. Who remains? Svayam atma vishishyate. Atma alone remains. With hand, without hand. Atma can remain with hand also, without hand also. Therefore, nothing will happen to atma. Oh, hand is there, then only Atma. Otherwise, Atma loses its Atma nature. It never happens. Therefore, Atma is free from this hasta, a limb, the attribute, hand, attribute. Once the limbs are there, I am the possessor of those limbs, but I take, this is my hand, but I take that hand as myself. That identity alone we have to give up. Na atma, atma na vishishyate. Atma is not attributed at all. It is attributeless. It is attributeless. Tadha, again next line, tadha, yena yena, by what are all attributes, yena yena, shishtena sarvena, what are all other limbs are there, padavan, chakshushman, all these are there. You need not cut everything, okay. That cutting also only intellectually, not really. First you have to learn, when looking into the mirror, see each part, no, separately. Without mirror also you can do. Your own leg, see your leg there, not here. See your eyes there separately. Mentally, see your hand there separately. All your hand, legs, eyes, everything you keep aside, you exist or not. Yena yena sarvena shishtena, what are all remaining other limbs are there with, because of that you are getting all attributes. Keep them away, all remaining also, keep them away. You are not having any attribute, really speaking. Tena tena, by that, atma na vishishyate. Swayam na vishishyate atma, these are all only borrowed, not real. That is why law we have to understand. The attributes of the object belongs to the object alone, not to the subject. What I experience is an object, hand I am experiencing, therefore it is drishyam. Therefore that hand is an object of my experience, I am the subject. The attributes of the hand, tall hand or short hand, belong to the hand only, not to me. Not interchangeable. You take my attribute, I take your attribute. You cannot change. Because body belongs to Vyavaharika Satyam. I, the Atma, belong to Paramarthika Satyam. We cannot interchange our attributes. Not possible. But we are making it possible. And suffering also. That is what our greatness. Therefore, you have to drop. Atmanaha na visheshyate. Swayam Atma doesn't have anything. Another law you have to understand here is anuvritta vyavritta nyaya. Anuvritta vyavritta nyaya. Sutram pushkebhyaha vyavrittihi. Vyavrittam. Sutram pushpebhyaha vyavrittam. Sutra means the thread is different, separate from the pushpam, flowers. Similarly, I, the Atma, I am like a sutram. Sutre manigana iva, I am like a sutram. All bodies are like flowers, beads. All limbs are also like a beads. I continue like a sutram. I am anuvrittam, I inheres. Non-variable, I inheres, anuvrittam. But at the same time, I am different, vyavrittam. Thread is different from flowers or not. Yatu yatu anuvrittam, tatu tatu vyavrittam. So whatever inheres, intertwined, it is different from that flowers. Similarly here also, Atma, I am anuvrittam. Bodies and their attributes are all only not me. I am vyavrittam, I am different from them, I am separate from them. So, you can be happy, you can be unhappy also. I am Atma, with hand, without hand, with happiness, without happiness, with mind, without mind. So, I continue to exist. That is the meaning up to here we saw in the last class. Then next sloka we will read, same topic continues. Second sloka.
தஸ்மாக்யக்தேன
ஹஸ்தேன
துல்யம் சர்வம் விசேஷணம் அநாத்மத்வேன தஸ்மாஜ்ஞஹ ஆத்மத்வேன தஸ்மாஜ்ஞஹ முக்த சர்வைர் விசேஷணைஹ.
As I am reading, you can understand. Simple. Tasmat, therefore. Therefore means wherefore. Since the hand is removed, negated, that attribute, hastavan, but I remain without hasta. That means what? That vishesham, that means that guna, that vishesha is not my intrinsic nature. Chakshushman, eyed one, hand one, the one who I have got, I am not having really. They are only like ornaments, how we are wearing, that he is going to say in the next shloka. Just like that, limbs are also like my ornaments. And then chukona. Chaktena ஹஸ்தேன தஸ்மாத் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் சர்வம் விசேஷணம் சக்தேன ஹஸ்தேன துல்லியம். ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் ஓன்லி சாம்பிள் ஒன் ஹேண்ட். இஃப் யூ கட் யூ ஆர் எலிமினேட்டிங் தட் அட்ரிபியூட் ஃப்ரம் யூ, யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அட்ரிபியூட். சிமிலர்லி யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ த சேம் ஜாப். சர்வம் விசேஷணம், ஆல் விசேஷணம், whatever other visheshanams, attributes you are having, all of them, sarvam visheshanam, hastena tulyam, that hand which you have cut, it is equal to that. It is different from you. Hastena means tyaktena hastena tulyam. Even though you are not cutting your legs, imagine it is equal to that. Ellame cut pannite pona epdi? Okay. You need not cut everything. So you have to mental attributes also you have to dissociate with that. Now you have to dissociate. Chaktena hastena tulyam, all other visheshanams attributes are also equal to that hand which you have separated. Then second line, anatmatvena tasmat. You have to take separately. Anatmatvena, this you can take in the previous line itself, first line. Tasmat sarvam visheshanam anatmatvena chaktena hastena tulyam. Easy puriyadilliyo? I have given only upalakshanam, one hand example. All other sense organs and other limbs, all visheshanams, அநாத்மத்வேன, டேக் தெம் ஆஸ் அநாத்மா, தே பிலாங் டு அநாத்மா ஓன்லி, நாட் ஆத்மா மீ. அநாத்மத்வேன சக்தேன ஹஸ்தேன துல்யம். ஹஸ்தம் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் அநாத்மா ஆர் நாட்? ஹவு கேன் யூ சே இட் இஸ் அநாத்மா? திருஷ்யத்வாத் எது எது திருஷ்யம் தத்து தத்து மித்யா கடவத், எது திருஷ்யம் தத்து அநாத்மா, எது அநாத்மா தத்து மித்யா. தேர்ஃபோர் அநாத்மத்வேன சக்தேன ஹஸ்தேன துல்யம் தத்வத், ஃபுல் ஸ்டாப் தேர். தென் யூ கேன் டேக் செப்பரேட் சென்டென்ஸ். தஸ்மாத் ஜ்ஞஹ சர்வைஹி விசேஷணைஹி முக்தஹ. தேர்ஃபோர் தஸ்மாத் சின்ஸ் ஆல் தீஸ் லிம்ஸ் தட் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் வாட் ஐ எம் டேக்கிங் ஃபேட் தின் all those attributes of the mind, body, sukshma shariram, I am ignorant, I am suffering, I am sad, I am happy, all these attributes, whatever you add, if you add all of them, they belong to only body, anatma, you understand? Sarvaihi visheshanaihi muktaha. Tasmat gnaha means jnani. Jnani is free from what? சர்வ விசேஷனைஹி முக்தஹா, ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். த சர்வ இஸ் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் அட்ஜெக்டிவ். சர்வ விசேஷனைஹி ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் அனுவிருத்தஹா, பட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ், டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். சிம்பிள், வெரி சிம்பிள் ஸ்லோகா இஸ் சிம்பிள், பட் ஹவு டு ஃபால்சிஃபை தட் யூ ஹவ் டு டிஸ்ஐடென்டிஃபை ஃபர்தர். இஃப் யூ ஸ்டடி யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஹவு டு டிஸ்ஐடென்டிஃபை. தேர்ட் ஸ்லோக, விசேஷணமிதம் சர்வம் சாத்வலங்கரணம் யதா அவித்யாத்யாசதஸர்வம் ஜ்ஞாத ஆத்மன்யசத்பவேத். இன் திஸ் தேர்ட் ஸ்லோகா ஹி கண்டினியூஸ், யூ ஹாவ் டு give up all of them as gneya padarthas. Whatever is known, you have to give up. Chagaha, chajyaha. Idam visheshanam sarvam. Idam, idam, whatever you say, this, this, this. Idam sarvam. Whatever you say, this, you are different from that. Idam means this. இதம் சர்வம், இதம் ஷரீரம், இதம் ஷரீரம். சோ இதம் சர்வம் ஷரீரம் அபி, இதம் திஸ் விசேஷணம், விசேஷணம் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ். இதம் விசேஷணம் சர்வம் சாத்வலங்கரணம் யதா, சாத்வலங்கரணம் மீன்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் யூ வேர் bangles, ring, nose tag, earrings, anklet, your chain, chandraharam, sovanam. Sadhu means what? Sadhvalankaranam. You look so beautiful when you wear that, all of them. Similarly, you are all wearing these attributes. One attribute. I'm ragi, I'm dressy. Like that, each one attribute is like a அலங்கரணம், ஆபரணம். அப்படி நினைச்சுக்கோ, ஆபரணமா நினைச்சுக்கோ. கல்டிஃபை, கல்டிஃபை என்ன? கல்டிஃபையபிள் ஆர் நாட், எஸ். வென் யூ ஆர் கோயிங் டு ஸ்லீப், வென் யூ ஆர் இன் ஸ்லீப், உச்ச ராகா இஸ் தேர், உச்ச துவேஷா இஸ் தேர். ஏதர் யூ ஆர் டால் ஆர் ஷார்ட் ஆர் டமிலியன் பிராமின் ஆர் எனி திங், உச்ச ஆசிரமி யூ ஆர், which varna you have, what attribute you have. Na varna, na ashrama, na achara dharma, nothing is there when you are sleeping. Therefore let me go to sleep all the time now. Just as you are there in sleep without any attributes, in jagrat avastha also may you understand you are free from attributes. You are free from attributes. In sleep you are cultivating, you are removing all abharanams. Cultivating is not an English word, okay? Cultivating is in Sanskrit, English and Tamil mixing. Removable, remove intellectually, disidentify, dissociate intellectually is the meaning. Just as you do in the sleep, in jagrat avastha you have to do that way. In sleep you don't have any attribute. You are neither brahmana nor kshatriya or stri or purusha or mata pita, nothing. When you wake up from it, I am mother, attribute. I am father, attribute. I am a daughter, attribute. I am a shishya is also an attribute. Guru is also an attribute. When we go to sleep, I am not a guru, you are not a shishya. In jagrat also, really speaking, I am not a guru, you are not a shishya. Really speaking. Only vyavaharically speaking, we are having this relationship. But I, the Atma, originally, free from this attribute. This is only a alankarana. Any abharanam you wear and you remove. Similarly, guru abharanam I wear from 5 to 7. Shishya abharanam, shishya attribute, that is abharanam for you, you wear. And after the class, when you go home, you are no more a shishya. You have removed that attribute, shishya attribute. I have removed my guru attribute. I remain as it or not? I continue? After 7 o'clock I continue or not? You also continue? Not as shishya, not as guru, but we continue. Therefore, that abharanam I remove. But tomorrow again I wear. You also wear that abharanam because that is an attribute. But you, the person continues. Like that atma, I am free from all attributes. What are all attributes you are thinking in your mind? Mother, father, all these are attributes. They are not real. They are only abharanam. Sadhu. Let them be there as alankarana. Sadhvalankaranam yatha. It is proper if you take them as alankaranam, it is fine. If you take them as real, motherhood is real, fatherhood is real, guruhood is real, shishyahood is real, problem. If they are alankaranam, when you wear necklace, you are not necklace. You look so beautiful when you wear necklace. Sadhvalankaranam. Similarly, motherhood is alankaranam. But I am neither mother nor daughter. Isn't it? Like that, you have to apply for all. Because these are all agamapai. All attributes are agamapai. All abharanams are agamapai. Agamapai. You wear rings, earrings, big, big rings. You wear 24 hours, what will happen, you know? You cannot manage. All abharanams you have to remove. You should not wear all that time. Once in a while you wear, everyone looks at you. Very nice you are looking in this necklace. The first time you are wearing, so nice. Na? Like that you are attracting others. Once in a while you have to wear, not all the time. Clear? Similarly, when your son comes home, you are a mother or father. But don't carry motherhood all the time. No. Fatherhood all the time. That hood and all, keep it in almera. Intellectually. Okay. Next line. Avidya adhyasataha sarvam. You have to take separate line. First line is separate. Idam sarvam, idam visheshanam sarvam, svadhvalankaranam yatha bhavati. Tadha. Like that. Next line, sarvam avidya, sarvam visheshanam, you can supply sarvam visheshanam, second line, sarvam visheshanam avidyastaha bhavati. Because of self-ignorance, all these visheshanams, you are attributing. Because of ignorance only you are attributing to yourself all those attributes. There you put a full stop. So what you have to do? Now he is giving advice to all of you. What is that advice? Jnataha atma atmani asad bhavet. Jnataha atmani. Jnataha means here jnate sati. Jnataha kaadu illa jnate. When you understand the jnata, jnata, jnate sati, once you remain as a knower, not known, whatever is known is not you. Knower is different from known. Idam, idam sarvam is known. Your feelings also you know. They are come under known. You are knower, jnate atmani. Once you recognize I the atma, I am the knower. That knower I am, asad bhavet. Asad bhavet means badhitam bhavet. All the attributes, they all become badhitam. They all become falsified. காலத்ரயே அபி ந சந்தி இதி யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். அவித்யா நிவர்த்தௌ இத்யர்த்தஹ. ஞானதே மீன்ஸ் அவித்யா நிவர்த்தௌ. ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அவித்யா இக்னரன்ஸ், யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் அவித்யா. த மூமெண்ட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் அசத்பாவேத் ஆல் அட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆர் ஃபால்ஸ் ஃபால்ஸ் ஃபால்ஸ். வாட் ஃபால்ஸ்? வாட்டர் ஃபால்ஸ், நாட் வாட்டர் ஃபால்ஸ், S-A-L-S-E ஃபால்ஸ். பாதித மீன்ஸ் நெகேட்டட். They are all negated. Badhitam, not Tamil Badha. Badhitam, negated. Avidya nivruttau sarvam. Asad bhavet means unreal. They become unreal. Why? You are the knower of happiness, happy mind. Therefore, that mind happiness is not you. It is not yours. The intellect also, it has intellect, with intellect, without intellect, I am there. With intellect, with so-so intellect, I am there. Because I am the jnata of that intellect, I am the knower of that mind, I am the knower of that feelings, I am knower of that my own mental feelings, emotions. Therefore, I am the jnata. He says, remain as a jnata. Don't associate with jnayam. இதம் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் ஜ்னேயம், ஜ்னேயம் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் இதம். வாட் எவர் இஸ் நோவபிள் இஸ் லூசபிள். வாட் எவர் இஸ் நோன் ஆர் நோவபிள் இஸ் லூசபிள். நோவர் கேன் நெவர் பி லூசபிள். ஐ தி நோவர் அண்ட் த நோவர் ஆஃப் எவ்ரி திங், தே ஆர் நோன் டு மீ, தே ஆர் ஆல் அன்ரியல். பிகாஸ் ஐ நோ. Why they are unreal? Because I know they are unreal. Subject is real, object is unreal. Now jnata, you are telling, if I remove the knower also, jnata is of two types. Jnata again of two types, jnata. Second, next sloka, the question may arise. If knower is also known, I know that I know. I know that I know. What I know? What I know is become known again. I know the knower. I know the knower. எனக்கு தெரியும் என்ன? எனக்கு தெரியும். எனக்கு தெரியும் அங்க தெரியும் அங்கிறது known. எனக்கு தெரியும். இப்போ எது விடணும்? What to give up? When it is far, you can give up everything. It is very crucial, very very crucial. In this sloka, in the fourth sloka, the question answer he gives. If Atma is known, Atma is known, it comes under what? Object. Therefore, now what I have to give up? Since Atma also comes under known, I can give up Atma? No, you have to understand properly here. That's what he clarifies here. In the fourth sloka, we will read that sloka. That answer is given here. Once you read the sloka, you understand what is that. Fourth sloka, we will read. Jnataivatma sada grahyah. Jneyamutrujya kevalah. அஹமித்யபி யத்க்ராஹ்யம் வ்யபேதாங்க சமம் ஹிதத். வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்லோகம், தி க்ரக்ஸ் ஆஃப் வேதாந்த. வி வில் ட்ரை டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். நவ் ஆச்சாரிய வாண்ட் டு சே ஜ்ஞாத ஒன், Gnata number one, Gnata number two. There are two Gnatas, two knowers. Dridrishya Viveka, you know, all of you know. Okay, the knower number one, knower number two. Which knower I have to give up? That's what is the topic here. Gnata number one is the ego. is the relative I. Gnata number one is the ego, ahankara, the relative I. I related in the world. I means ahankara, I related in the world with all people. That is called ahankara, is called sabhasa chaitanyam or chidabhasa or antahkaranam. That is relative I. That is gnata number one. Gnata number one is chidabhasa or antahkaranam or relative I or ego. Gnata number one. Now gnata number two is the witness consciousness or sakshi chaitanya. In drigdrishya viveka language la, ever the drik, never the drishyam. Ahankara is drishyam also, drik also. World is never the drik, ever the drishyam. Ahankara or ego is drishyam also, drik also. Drik from the standpoint, drik means the knower. Knower from the standpoint of the world, but known from the standpoint of witness consciousness. That is gnata number two. Witness consciousness is gnata number two. Gnata number two, witness consciousness or absolute I, which is asangaha. Asangaha I, unrelated I. Ahankara I is related I. Related to what? Mother, father, brother, sister. Related to someone. That's why it is called related I. You are related to what? Tamil Nadu. I am related to so and so gotra. I am related to so and so brother, sister. Ahankara is always related. That's why it is relative I. But whereas witness consciousness is not relative I. It is unrelated, absolute, asanga I. We have to understand. The essence of this discussion is this. Which I have to negate, drishyam, gneyam, which one I have to negate na? Whatever drishyam, gneyam, you negate na. Drishyam, gneyam, and you have to see the gnata, drishya gnata, gneya gnata, you have to negate. Drishya gnata, gneya gnata means what? I, the witness consciousness, knows the ahankara is in problem. I, the witness consciousness, is the gnata number two. I can never be the gneyam. I am never be the drishyam. But this mind, antahkaranam, becomes drishyam or gneyam. It is knowable. So I have to relate to gnata number two. Now I have to relate myself to what? Gnata number two. Who am I? I am mother of so and so. Chellakudadu. I am father of so and so. Real to yourself, you have to say, I am neither mother, father. I am free from all relations. I am gnata number two. Who is the knower of motherhood? I am gnata number two. Who is the knower of fatherhood? I am gnata number two. Who is the knower of the mental modifications? Ahankara is changing. I am the witnesser. That gnata I am. Ego is also comes under incidental attribute. When you are sleeping, where is your ahankara? If it is satyam, it must exist there also. In ahankara is not there in sleep. Therefore, ahankara is not my real nature. Ego is not my real nature. Ego means not negative sense. Ego means here ahankara. Ahankara kanchukam. Sureshwaracharya used in his Naishkarmya Siddhi, ahankara kanchukam. Potuko ahankaram. Hi, how are you? Appuram vidu kanchukam. Aham brahmasmi. Again, where kanchukam? Kalyanam, reception, everything. Go, wear off ornaments and come and cultify. Aham kara kanchukam give up. Intellectually. Otherwise, that ahankara kanchukam you wear all the time, you can never get peace of mind. with all aabharanams can you sleep? Where all ornaments, what are all you are having? Security locker lo undu kondu vande all aabharanams you wear. Sleep. Sleepa, ukkarave mudiyala swami, andha kalyanathukaga 1 hour thaangave mudiyala. Ahankara is also like that. If you know how to remove that ahankara, you don't like to wear all the time. When your son comes in front of you, you wear mother ahankara kanchukam. Then I become mother. Therefore, learn to disidentify with ahankara kanchukam whenever you want. Problem is coming. Mother-in-law is giving trouble. No? Mother-in-law is troubling. Ahankara kanchukam keep aside. You are not a daughter-in-law. If you wear ahankara kanchukam, you become a daughter-in-law. Then mother-in-law's shouting for all become real or real. Intellectually, you delete that kanchukam. Intellectually, you are not a daughter-in-law. Then mother-in-law's all scoldings will not touch you. Anyone, anybody, mother-in-law only example I am giving. Anyone, wherever you are getting problem, crisis, ahankaram kanchukam, cultivate intellectually. நம்ம விடமாட்டோம். கஞ்சுக்கம் சாலா திக்கா போட்டுண்டு அந்த பார்வையிலே ஒரு விதமா இருக்கும் அந்த எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் பிஹேவியர். பிகாஸ் வி ஆர் வேரிங் கஞ்சுக்கம் ஆல் த டைம், தட் இஸ் வை ப்ராப்ளம். ஆச்சாரியர் சேஸ் அகங்கார கஞ்சுக்கம் ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் டூ, ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் ஒன் விச் இஸ் த நோவர் ஆஃப் ஆல் த வேர்ல்ட் ரியாக்ஷன்ஸ். தேர்ஃபோர் கிவ் அப் தட் ஓன்லி, நாட் Number one. Number two, you should not give up. Number one only, you should give up intellectually. So, ahankaram is also a visheshanam. Adhe, vishya enna? Ahankaram is also a one type of attribute. Ahankaram means I, relating I. That ahankara. Here, ahankara means not pride. That relating I. Which is relating with all relations. That ahankara is a temporary ahankara. Before marriage, are you a wife? No. You are not a wife. Therefore, this wifehood is agama. It has arrived. Arrived. Wifehood has arrived. Then motherhood has arrived. All are arrived. Whatever is, has arrived, it is not your real attribute. That what you have to remember. Therefore, he says, Gnataiva Atma Kevala. That Kevala Atma. Kevala means not Tamil Kevala. Kevala means pure Gnata, pure Sakshi Chaitanyam. Gnata Kevala Atma Sada Grashyaha. May you always own up. Grashyaha. May you claim. May you own up, may you understand. How Gneyam Usrujya. Gneyam means I am knowing the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am witnessing the mind which is turbulent. That Ahankara is up and down, which Ahankara is interacting with the world, Gnata number one. I am the witnesser of that Gnata number one. So Gnata number one also become Gneyam from the standpoint of Gnata number two. Gnata number one is Gnata when you learn Anatma Vishayas, all worldly matters. That Gnata job is over. Because Gnata number 2 cannot transact with the world directly without Gnata number 1. Gnata number 2, Sakshi Chaitanyam, cannot directly contact without body-mind complex. So Gnata number 2 always has to go through Gnata number 1 only. You the Sakshi Chaitanyam Atma, when you want, you do friendship with Gnata number 1. And make use of it. Make use of your buddhi and say, I am not buddhi. Buddhi, use it to know the things and say, buddhi, I have used you. Buddhi means antakkaranam. ஹோல் அந்தக்கரணம் அகங்காரா, யூ மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் இட் டு நோ த வேர்ல்ட். வித்வுட் அந்தக்கரணம் யூ கேனாட் டிரான்சாக்ட், யூ கேனாட் டூ எனி திங். சோ திஸ் இஸ் ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் ஒன். வித் தட் ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் ஒன் யூ டூ இன்டராக்ஷன், ஆல் ஆர் அன்ரியல். ஆஃப்டர் வேர்ட்ஸ் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ வென் தேர் இஸ் அ ப்ராப்ளம், இந்த ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் ஒன் கஞ்சுகம் கல்டிஃபை. ஹவு மச் டைம்? இம்மீடியட்லி, இம்மீடியட்லி டிராப். இம்மீடியட்லி டிராப் இன்டலெக்சுவல்லி ஃபால்சிஃபை இட். யூ தி ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் ஒன் டசன்ட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் மீ ஜ்ஞாதா நம்பர் டூ சாட்சி சைதன்யம். ஐ ஹவ் கிவன் யூ தி சென்சியன்சி சிதாபாசா பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் மை பிளெஸிங் ஓன்லி யூ ஆர் லிவிங், வேர் ஆர் யூ அதர்வைஸ்? இது தெரியாமலே அகங்காரத்துக்கு இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் கொடுத்துட்டு அதுக்கப்புறம் அதுக்கு ரிலேஷன்ஸ் இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் யூ ஆர் கிவிங் அண்ட் சஃபரிங். வேணுமா? தேவையா? தேர்ஃபோர் ஜ்ஞானம் ஜ்ஞான ஜ்ஞேயம் உத்ஸ்ருஜ்ய. நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன், யது கிராஹ்யம், யது அஹம் இத்யபி கிராஹ்யம் வ்யபேதாம் அங்கசமம் ஹி தத். யது அஹம் இத்யபி கிராஹ்யம், யூ ஆர் சேயிங் அஹம் அஹம் அஹம். அஹம் மீன்ஸ் டூ ஐஸ் ஆர் தேர் இன் திஸ் வாச்சியார்த்தா ஐ, லக்ஷ்யார்த்தா ஐ. இன் திஸ் ஐ வாச்சியார்த்தா ஐ யூ ஆர் டேக்கிங் யுவர் செல்ஃப். ஐ எம் எ மதர், ஐ எம் எ ஃபாதர், ஐ எம் எ பிரதர், ஐ எம் எ சிஸ்டர். All this you are repeating again and again, mentally thinking, you are go on brooding over that and giving reality to that. You have taken that. That ahankara, aham ityati yat grahyam, that also, that ahankara, what you are saying, aham, I am here, mother, where are you? Son comes and asks from that entrance, no? Where are you, amma? You say what? I am here. Which Gnata? Gnata number one. Ahankara, mother, comes and say, answer, I am here. Which I am that is? That is Vachartha I am. Is it real? Is Chidabhasa Sahita Chaitanya Ahankara? Can it be real? You do Vyavahara, but knowingly it is a false, temporary, incidental status. Where are you? The husband always shouts, you know, everything she has to do. Where are you? I am here only. I am here in the Gnata number 2 or Gnata number 1? Gnata number 2 is all-pervading. Gnata number 1 is body-pervading. Chaitanyam is all-pervading. It cannot be Gnata also really speaking. This Sakshi Chaitanyam, Gnata number 2, is because of Gnata number 1. That's why I have got the status of Gnata number 2. Even 2 chonnanana, 1 yaru. I am Gnata number 2, knower number 2, anna, there must be 1. Who is that 1? Ahankara, Chidabhasa, aham, aham, aham. Morning you wake up wearing Ahankara Kanchukam. You wear it, but you should know when to remove also. That is visheshum, incidentally given. How nicely is telling, you see. So, yat grahyam aham iti api vyapetam angasamam hi tat. That is also, gnata number one also, tat vyapetam angasamam, just as the broken hand like. Vyapetam anga means that hand once you cut, that is not yours. You are different from that. Vyapetam angam, that broken hand, just as like that, it is temporary attribute. Ahankara is also a temporary attribute. Vyapetam anga samam, it is equal to that hand which you have, that which is broken. Broken hand, like that. You have to do ahankara also in the same manner. Vepetam angasamam. Next shloka, we will read. Shloka number 5. Yavan syadidamam shoyaham. சஸ்வதோன்யோ விசேஷணம். விசேஷ பிரக்ஷயோ யத்ர சித்திர குரு சித்திரகுஹு யதா யதா சித்திரகுஹு. ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹி கிவ்ஸ். சித்திரகுஹு மீன்ஸ் சித்ர மீன்ஸ் வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப். வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் த பர்சன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் காட் வெரைட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் கேட்டில்ஸ், கவுஸ், buffaloes or any other bulls etc. The one who has got different cattle, he is called Chitraguhu. That name is because of that possession of cattle. His name is Devadattaha. Pichikana. Okay, his name is Devadattaha. Originally, it is not his name. Chitraguhu is not his name originally. யதா சித்ரகுஹு, தட் இன்சிடென்டல் நேம் கிவன் டு தேவதத்தா. ஒன்ஸ் தட் கேட்டில், பிஃபோர் ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு பை தோஸ் கேட்டில்ஸ், ஹி வாஸ் தேவதத்தா. ஒன்ஸ் ஹீ செல்ஸ் தோஸ் கேட்டில், ஹீ இஸ் நோ மோர் சித்ரகு, ஹீ இஸ் ஒன்லி ஏ தேவதத்தா. யதா சித்ரகுஹு தத்வத், like that. Before the possession of those cattles, he was only originally Devadattaha. After selling the cattle, he is no more a Chitraguhu, he is a Devadatta. Once he possessed these cattle for 10 years, suppose, 10 years. And the 10 years, everyone calling him as Chitraguhu, Chitraguhu. Varieties of cattle. Cattle means white cows, black cows, honey color cows, so many cows. He is having that. Therefore, everybody calling Chitraguhu. Is it incidental name or original name? It has come in time. When the cattle is sold, the name will go away. Like that, this Ahankara also, mother, father, brother, sister, ragi, dveshi, all these, either they belong to sula shariram or sukshma shariram, belong to that. They never belong to me, the atma. That's what he says here. Look into the shloka. Yavan idam amshaha. Idam amshaha, again, idam. So you watch your own mind, your ahankara, you see, many times you observe, many times and always adhida pannindirukum. I always watch my ahankara, mind, whatever going on, sakshi chaitanyam, sakshi pratyaksham, antahkaranam. Jagat is antahkarana pratyaksham, antahkaranam is sakshi pratyaksham. Whose antahkaranam? My own antahkaranam. Therefore, yavan, yavan means whatever attributes, idam amshaha syat, this, idam amshaha. It is a part of idam. Whatever attribute you say, it comes under idam. Yaha, yaha means ahankaradi, ahankara, etc. Ahankaradi syat. சஹ ஆத்மனஹ விசேஷணம் ஸ்யாத். தே ஆல் பிகம் த விசேஷணம் ஆஃப் ஆத்மா. ஐ ஆம் த பிரமாதா, ஐ ஆம் த நோவர், தட் ஆல் விசேஷணம்ஸ் ஐ அட்ரிபியூட், டூவர், என்ஜாயர், ஸ்லீப்பர், கோவர், வாக்கர், ஆல் ஐ ஆம் அட்ரிபியூட்டிங் டு மை செல்ஃப். லெக்ஸ் ஆர் வாக்கிங், ஐ சே வாட்? ஐ ஆம் வாக்கிங். மை லெக்ஸ் ஆர் வாக்கிங் என்னே சொல்லணும். மை மவுத் இஸ் ஈட்டிங், my body is filling, stomach is filling, what I say, I am eating. Therefore, very loosely this I am, lower I, we take ourselves. Really speaking, that lower I is not you. That is Vyavaharika I, only for vyavahara temporarily. Temporarily. Always you are eater, always you are a walker. When you are not walking also you are there or not. Without walker who do you are there? Without eater who do you are there? All the time you are not eating. Eating job is not doing, walking job you are not doing, and sleeping job also you are not doing. What you are doing? I am silently sitting. And the sitting job you are doing. All these are temporarily coming and going. Ahankaradi syat saha atmanaha visheshanam syat. They are all attributes of atma incidentally. Incidentally. Then full stop. Saha ahankaradi yatra atmani visheshanam syat. Whenever you take those visheshanams as atma, as oneself, one's own attributes, that atma, really speaking, you are superimposing all attributes. Saha atma anyaha. That atma is really different. You are superimposing all visheshanam of this doership, enjoyership, walker, taker, speaker, seer, hearer. All you are saying, I am hearer, I am seer, I am listener. I am, you are using, really speaking. This I am is different from that what I am hearing. I am not that. That's why anyaha. Saha ahankaradihi yatra atmani visheshanam syat. Saha atma, that atma which has been superimposed by all attributes, that atma is anyaha. When it is separate, na, vishesha prakshayaha. When that attributes are eliminated, negated, falsified, vishesha prakshayaha, svatah siddhaha, I am there without any attributes. I am there without any attributes, svatah siddhaha, I am self-evident, I am available all the time. Suppose you are sitting, you are not doing anything, you are closing your eyes, you are not hearing, you are not seeing anything. Are you there or not? Are you evident to yourself or not? With what attribute? No attribute. No attribute that time. Svatah siddhaha you are. Without attribute you are available or not? You are available. Without motherhood, without fatherhood, without any action, kriya sambandham vina api, you are there. That is vishesha prakshayaha svatah siddhaha. Therefore, gnaha syat, gnata number 2 syat. I am the sakshi chaitanyam, gnaha, the knower of the mind, antahkaranam. Who is the knower of world? Or any idam amsha. Therefore, I am gnaha syat. Full stop. Yatha chitraguhu svatah siddhaha syat. Tadha atma svatah siddhaha. Chitraguhu svatah siddhaha. I am devadattaha. Without cattle also he is devadatta or not? Because I have got cattle, I have lost my devadatta hood now. Even though I am possessing the cattle, people are calling me chitraguhu. I am devadatta or not? Evident or not? But chitraguhu is evident only because of cattle. உங்களுக்கு நல்ல சந்தோஷம். சித்ரகுஹு த ஸ்டேட்டஸ் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் கேட்டில், பட் தேவதத்த ஸ்டேட்டஸ் இஸ் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் வாட்? ஒரிஜினல். சிமிலர்லி ஹியர் ஆல்சோ ஐ தி சாட்சி சைத்தன்யம் ஆம் த விட்னஸ் கான்சியஸ்னஸ் கேவல ஆத்மா அகம், நாட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் எனி திங். ஐ ஆம் பியூர் ஸ்வதஃ சித்தா, ஐ ஆம் இண்டிபெண்டன்ட்லி அவைலபிள் டு மை செல்ஃப். But ahankara is available because of my reflected consciousness. I am reflecting in that. That's why ahankara is available. Which ahankara has got mind as upadhi? Which mind has got subtle body as the upadhi? Which subtle body has got the gross body as the upadhi? They are all interdependent. But I the svatah siddhaha, vishesha prakshayaha, gnata number 2 atma is not because of anyone. I am there ever independently. When you can recognize this? When you are in this body, using the antakkaranam only, you can say, I am gnata number 2. Cultify panni, idu gnata number 1. I removed Swamini. You can never claim you are gnata number 2 without gnata number 1. Be careful. Without gnata number 1 ahankara, chidabhasa sahita chaitanyam antakkaranam, without that gnata number 1, you can never claim gnata number 2, sakshi chaitanyam. Therefore, sakshi chaitanyam to claim, you must use gnata number 1. Don't delete that. It is a privilege for us. But never claim you are gnata number 1. That is the problem. If I claim I am gnata number 1, alone is the problem. Use it and dissociate from it. You need not throw also, because sun comes, I have thrown my ahankara, what can I do now? Sun comes, daughter comes, grandson comes, someone comes. Therefore, make use of it and dissociate when you want. Whenever you want, wear it. Whenever you want, you can remove it and keep it in the box. Tirupi, wear. What a privilege, what a facility. Why can't we use this facility? Certain, sometimes we have a lot of facilities, we don't know how to make use of it. We don't know how to make use of them. Therefore, Shastra says you have got such a privilege. Gnata number 1, gnata number 2, nicely enjoy the world, make use of that gnata number 1, have a nice galata time and come back when problem comes. To gnata number 2, come to gnata number 2, spelling correct about it. Come to gnata number TWO, 2, gnata number. Knower, I the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am not really knower also. One more important point comes in the next class. I will reveal that point specially in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. ॐ शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम.